It is time for another Made in Manitoba, and tonight we're welcoming country music singer-songwriter Jason Kirkness to the program.
His small-town, rural upbringing, he grew up in Kleefeld, near Steinbach, by the way, has played a big role in how his music and songwriting have developed over the years.
Anchored in relatable storytelling, thoughtful musical craftsmanship, and dynamic live performances, his third album is called What Got Me Here, and explores themes of love, freedom, and self-discovery through a reflective journey of Jason's life.
What Got Me Here reflects upon the experiences that have shaped him and the people who've stood by his side, and is a collection of songs that reflect the significant moments in his life that led him to where he is today.
It's time to start another Made in Manitoba with 2023 Manitoba Country Music Awards Male Artist of the Year, Jason Kirkness.
Oh, and we should mention, he's been friends with past Made in Manitoba guest William Prince for years, and Jason's new album includes a collaboration with him. We'll hear that story later in the program, so stick around.
If you're holding your breath when your heart tells your head what you're feeling, if you're breaking your plans cause you're barefoot and dancing on the ceiling, if you're out of your body and you can't believe it, deeper than you've ever been, if your world's spinning faster than it ever has, well, baby, then I got you right where I want you, wrapped in my arms tonight, feeling like I feel about you, I never felt more alive, yeah. I never seen a star so bright as the ones burning in your eyes. If I could stop time, that's what I'd do, cause I got you right where I want you. If you're thinking nonstop about what we got like I am, if you're scared to death but you know this love ain't dying, if you're falling and flying at the same time higher than you've ever been, if you don't know why but it feels just right, well, baby, then I got you right where I want you, wrapped in my arms tonight, feeling like I feel about you, I never felt more alive, yeah. I never seen a star so bright as the ones burning in your eyes. If I could stop time, that's what I'd do, cause I got you right where I want you. Girl, I got you right where I want you, right where we are, where we're supposed to be, right where we are, baby, you and me. Can we never leave? Yeah, I got you right where I want you, wrapped in my arms tonight, feeling like I feel about you, never felt more alive, yeah. I've never seen a star so bright as the ones burning in your eyes. If I could stop time, that's what I'd do, cause I got you right where I want you. Girl, I got you right where I want you, yeah. If you feel like I do, I got you right where I want you.
Great to have you on our Made in Manitoba program there, Jason. And I was looking back to see if we've had you specifically on our program. And I don't know if we have, but I certainly know that you have been a friend of Golden West Stations for a number of years. And, you know, that kind of lines up with the fact that you're from the community of Kleefeld, which is near Steinbach. So how about we start with just a little bit of background of who you are and where you're from?
I was born and raised in Kleefeld, Manitoba. And, you know, in my teen years, I had the part-time job working at a honey farm. I worked at Oak Lane Honey Farms. And then I went on and fell in love with cooking, of all things. I worked at a little spot called the Dutch Connection. Some people might have positive memories of great little French restaurant called the Dutch Connection in Steinbeck. And it was kind of at that time that I bought my first guitar, and I'd taken piano lessons for the majority of my youth. Yeah, it wasn't a too big of a transition. And at that time growing up, I wanted to be like, Kurt Cobain or like Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. And I keep saying this, but I think it's pretty funny. I don't look that great in dragon pajamas. I don't look great in a mullet. So
fair enough.
That and I didn't take to guitar too terribly well, but it was sort of through all that I found out that I had a love of songwriting. And a lot of that at the time turned to a couple of subjects, one of which obviously is just, the life that we live growing up country, and then, also the relationship stuff. So I've kind of stuck with both of those, like, depending on whichever style of music I was playing wasn't too terribly important as much as just like being expressive and learning as much as I could about singing and about playing guitar and about playing in a band with other guys. So, I turned, 21, and I found myself living in Osborne Village in Winnipeg. And at that time, I was playing with a bunch of old guys, bunch of ancient guys. They were all 28 and 29. So we just sort of stuck with it. I met Miles, my bass player, around then, and Josh has been my drummer on and off since then. And we just kind of made this life of being grown-ups and making music together. I kind of started going through it because we're kind of working on this documentary film about this last record. And, it's the thing to do these days, right? Like, everybody has a documentary coming out. We carried a GoPro around for all the years we were on tour, so we have a lot of the back footage and all that stuff. And, it's just been kind of really eye-opening to go through all of it. What ended up happening was that I kind of realized that, like, all of this has sort of led up to, where we're at today. And we all kind of grew up together, and it all kind of, it took a minute. It was 13 singles over 15 years before I had my first hit song, but we all kind of became the men we are today, and we all still hang out, and we all still like each other. And the other thing that I found out was that anytime my usual guys couldn't come around, we hired a bunch of side guys. So I was going to list off everybody. And then that list got up to about 130. So I always wondered if I was really a part of the community. But then I started realizing that, oh, yeah, like, I've played with just about everybody who's who of Manitoba. It's like, oh, yeah, I did a gig with that guy, or they went out on one tour with us. And it's just been kind of nice to start realizing that, like, not all, but most of those guys could still talk to me. music became my life for my whole adult life. And I never gave up on cooking. I still enjoy it. I got my cast iron and a good set of knives, but it's a second place to that Martin guitar of mine.
So the new album's title is What Got Me Here, and you touched on your rural upbringing there as we started our conversation, Jason. How would you say you reflect that small-town vibe, that growing-up country, as you said, in your music?
I mean, I lived in Nashville for a couple of years, so I could turn on the Southern a little bit. But I can also turn on the Southern Manitoba if you need to get a little hockey talk going or put the puck in the back of the net there, bud. So we grew up rural. There's nothing... no two ways about it. And when you start looking back on your life and reflecting about who you've been and who you are and sort of putting together your story and like being brutally honest, like some of the things, if you listen through the whole album, some of the songs like are pretty on the nose, like What's Wrong With Me kind of just talks about like finding one person to love you in spite of your flaws. And, I think that's a part of my life that I'm at right now where I'm being a bit more introspective and a bit more raw and honest about who I am so that I can work on some of the improvements. I know this interview is now about to take a sort of a sidebar here because it wouldn't have happened if 2 years ago I went down to New Orleans and I was in the middle of Bourbon Street and there's about, I don't know, a million of my closest friends. It's Mardi Gras. And a gunman, he opened fire on the crowd. So there was all the running and the screaming and the live shooter event. And it was through that sort of that moment played over and over and over in my head for like about a week. And people were talking to me and all I hear is Charlie Brown like, wah, 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 wah. So I realized at that time for that specific incident that I had some mental health issues that I needed to deal with. And through that, I met Ken Jeslick. He's a doctor out of Manitoba, now practicing in. So he does the EMDR, the eye thing. And wouldn't you know, in one session, he fixed me up for the New Orleans stuff. And then in the second session, he said, you know, you want to talk about some other stuff. And he said, you know, a lot of stuff has happened throughout your life, and maybe some of this you didn't deal with. So through all of that, I almost immediately had like this sort of change of outlook and positive outlook, where there was a lot of negativity that had been sort of lurking under the surface for a lot of years. I'd recommend to anyone who's just like, you know, struggling with their own mental health, even if it's a quiet struggle and you haven't told anybody, like it took me till this many years in to like reach out and get help. And now that I've done it, all the pride that you have of the strength that you don't need help, it gets dwarfed by like the pride that you would have after you've been helped. And you're a better, you know, a better boyfriend, better husband, better coworker, better bandmate. In my case, I'm a lot easier for the guys to be around nowadays, and we have a lot more fun, and life is just a lot better now.
You came from somewhere up there over my head. I just can't understand. No, I just don't get. Yeah, I think I'm letting just a little piece of heaven shine out on me. Yeah, you out of my league. You came from somewhere up there, way over my head. Somewhere up above the stars, where all them gold streets are. Where you send your prayers up when you're down on your luck, trying to find a little light in the dark. It's where I'm at when you're next to me, and it's where you got them angel wings. You came from somewhere up there over my head. I just can't understand. No, I just don't get. Yeah, I think I'm letting down on me. Yeah, you out of my league. You came from somewhere up there, way over my head. You're still so down to earth, you don't mind putting in the work. You're a saint sent to save a sinner like me. Ain't got no halo, but you better believe.
The song Over My Head from Jason Kirkness and his latest album, What Got Me Here. Thank you for listening to Made in Manitoba as we showcase the music of the country music singer-songwriter.
After the break, the conversation turns to how his recently found positive outlook is coming through in his music. Also, we'll hear more about his relationship with past Made in Manitoba guest William Prince and the collaboration from the two on this album.
It's Jason Kirkness on Made in Manitoba, and we keep things going after this.
That 89 Denny in the side, I drove it home with one hand. hit light, it barely ran, but it got me here. Yeah, talk about worn out, I've torn the soles out of these boots too many times. Been on the bench, been on the field, I've won and lost, know how it feels. Yeah, that's what got me here. Every dim lit road, every door that closed just kept me moving on. Every dream being crushed, every push come to shove, that's what kept me standing strong. Never took the straightest path, didn't happen just like that. Wouldn't take it back, that's what got me here. Summer love was exactly what it was. It didn't last, but it got me here. Farewell to friends, they come and go, but I won't forget the ones back home. They got my back and they got me here. Every dim lit road, every door that closed just kept me moving on. Every dream being crushed, every push come to shove, that's what kept me standing strong. Never took the straightest path, didn't happen just like that. Wouldn't take it back, that's what got me here. Wouldn't take it back, that's what got me here. Yeah, talk about worn out, I've had my heart worn out, torn out through the years. Been on a high, been on a low, I've seen the light, that's how I know. Wasn't easy, but it got me here. Every dim lit road, every door that closed just kept me moving on. Every dream being crushed, every push come to shove, that's what kept me standing strong. Never took the straightest path, didn't happen just like that. Wouldn't take it back, that's what got me here. Wouldn't take it back, that's what got me here. That 89 dent in the side, I drove it home with one headlight. It barely ran, but it got me here.
So when you think about that positive turn in your approach and outlook, is that something that you're seeing coming through in your music now?
Well, the reason why the album is called What Got Me Here is just so that you would ask me this exact question and I could get out there and say some things. Yeah, it's what got me here. It's the people that I've been connected with, and each one of the songs is on the record for a reason. It's who I wrote it with, who the songwriters are that I work with. Some of them is for the lyrical content, but you know, I wanted to have a bunch of fun and upbeat songs and have a party record, but that also allowed me to have some more serious conversations. We did that because, you know, Anywhere the Night Goes and Right Where I Want You, and certainly with the new one, they're all fun and upbeat songs, but also gives me the opportunity to have some longer conversations and to tell people where I'm at and to answer that question, what got me here.
One of the people that you worked with and wrote a song with is a past Made in Manitoba guest. There's many of them, but one I wanted to touch on, William Prince. William Prince is someone that we've been very fortunate to have on the program a few times over his career, which has exploded over the last 5 years or so. Just talk about working with him and what it was like to bring his perspective into your work.
Seeing as how you've known him for a few years, I can go way, way, way back. I think it's 2008 or 2009 was the first time that I met this really talented kid from First Nation of Peguis. He had his hair down over his eyes and he's playing rock and roll guitar, and it was in a band called A New Honor. And they had 10 fantastic songs. And I asked Will at that time if he'd ever co-write. And he had said, well, you know, I'm doing this thing. I put up these videos on YouTube that I was trying to win at some competition where he could write songs with Tara Orem. I've known him since those days. my first record, Life on the Road, we had 7 of the 11 cuts were us together. I think my second record, we had 5 cuts. And after that second record, Will's blown up and he's definitely busy and touring the world and opening for major superstars. And it didn't feel right to do a record without at least one cut from my old friend Will. And we had this one, the work tape that we made the day that we wrote it. You have Will's unmistakable voice going, debatable Vegas song, Prince and Kirkness. And then he counts it off because that day we didn't really love the song, but the version we did for the record has kind of an upbeat thing. And it has the little nod to 90s country with the, like the the guitar licks and all that stuff. So, you know, I hope Will likes it. I thought it was pretty fun, and I didn't want to do a record without at least one song from me and Will, just for historical purposes. And maybe we'll reconnect and get back in the writing room again.
You know, you mentioned, you know, how William has traveled around the world and is traveling around the world. You two have also put a ton of miles on over the course of your career. Like you said, you know, 13 singles over 15 years. Countless miles visiting radio stations and other interview opportunities, not to mention all the gigs you've done. You know, when you look at that, and again, keeping in mind what got me here, what has kept you going? What has kept that drive and that passion alive to continue to putting in, frankly, all of that hard work?
I'm not going to lie. Like half the time, I don't want to do this at all. If you have a passion for music and you're listening to this, know that, you know, the days that it's good, it's really good. It's really, really good. And the days that it's not good, you know, sometimes you'll send out a song to the radio stations. And the only thing worse than hearing nothing is probably hearing no thank you. And you get, you know, with every single that goes out, you get like, you know, there's 120 something stations in Canada. So like if you get on one, that's great. And if you get on 10, that's great. And if you get on 15, you might be in the top 50. And then if you get on like a whole bunch, then you're on like the top 40. And then when you have your first top 40 hit, you just sort of get this in your mind that it's going to be like, oh, so everything I release from now on is just always going to chart. And then the next four don't. And then you do another one and you get another charted single. And then everyone's like, oh, I really like this one almost as much as your last one. And you're like, oh, the last one you heard. It's lovely, just the constant humbling nature of how hard you have to work to even just stay where you were yesterday. If you don't love that and you don't love playing guitar, then it's not the right business. But if you love the struggle and if you love the music, and in my case, if you love the fans and they kind of keep you going, and if you have people, you know, in your social group, that's like your social life eventually becomes like your band. Like if I want to go in and have an adult beverage, like call up Josh. So, you know, it's just, again, we built this whole adult life around the central theme, and that's the bunch of us being together and doing the thing.
Jason, again, keeping in mind the new album that came out in November, What Got Me Here, where do we go from here? What's next for Jason Kirkness and where you're going musically and creatively?
From the business perspective, check out jasonkirkness.com. We got a bunch of tour dates on there. I got to do my plugs, so at Jason Kirkness on all social medias. As far as that goes, yeah, I mean, come out to a show. Some summer dates kind of coming in. I get to go to Australia again, so that's been cool. CMT just picked up the song over there, so they still show videos on CMT in Australia. Who knew? That's kind of like the music business stuff. As far as what I'm up to, doing a whole bunch of stuff. I like working on documentary films just kind of for funsies. I've done a few of them about my friends. Obviously, sticking with songwriting, I do that as much as possible. Try to, you know, keep it to minimum once a week, but try to be every day just to stay in the habit. And, you know, once in a while, that antenna opens up and you get a good one. And, yeah, just staying busy with trying to travel as much as possible and learn more about who I am and why we're all here on this third rock from the sun.
Vegas, you run my world. Spend my last dollar on you, girl. There's something about the magic in this town. And in my Vegas, you're all I see. Come on, slide that shirt up off of me. Let the ice in my glass cool your body down. It starts with the shots and dancing just a little. It's getting too hot now. I'm betting that you're 21. Just miss your flight now. Show you Vegas my way. In my Vegas, girl, you bet on me. Our passion will burn like a neon dream. The city of sin will be the talk of the town. It starts with the shots and dancing just a little. It's getting too hot now. I'm betting that you're 21. Just miss your flight now. Show you Vegas my way. Shining on the sinners. Baby, tonight I'm feeling like a winner. So let it go and I'll show you Vegas my way. Starts with the shots and dancing just a little. It's getting too hot now. I'm betting that you're 21. Just miss your flight now. Show you Vegas my way. City of lights is shining on the sinners. Baby, tonight I'm feeling like a winner. So let it go and I'll show you Vegas my way.
The song My Vegas, a collaboration between Jason Kirkness and William Prince. Jason has been our guest tonight on Made in Manitoba as we wrap up with music from his latest album, What Got Me Here.
He will be hitting the summer concert scene in the coming months and would love to see you at one of his shows. You can keep up to date on where he will be at jasonkirkness.com.
And until next week, you can enjoy this episode again by searching for Made in Manitoba at podcastville.ca. Thank you for listening. I'm Chris Sumner, and he is Zach Drieger. Talk to you soon.